snowed on the mountain and wiped away the beads of sweat that glistened on his brow. His tired feet were buried in the quagmire, and his bloodshot eyes saw all that lay between him and fulfillment of his vow. And he felt his fingers wrap around a knotted root and pull his body upward to a sea green mossy boulder, and he dragged his weary shit ass off the mountain, and he climbed so slowly. Crack of thunder, and the ice began to crumble overhead and tumble down the mountain to the dismal swamp that lay beneath the jagged cliffs through which his path had led. And the earth had began to quake beneath his feet, and the mighty mountain changed before his eyes. And he stood amidst the sea of dust and rocks and stones cascading down the mountain, and a thousand birds were headed for the sky.
Avarice and greed. Oh, the sacred. Nice guy. came upon an aging knight who leaned against the wall in Narnia Harbor. He was on his way to see the king. Wilson, Wilson, Wilson. He led me through the streets of Prussia talking as he tried to crush a bug that scurried underneath his boot heel. He said there was a place where we should go. So he led me through the forest to the edge of a lagoon by which we wandered till we reached a bubbling spring. The night grew very quiet as we stood there. He lifted up his visor and he turned to me and he began to sing. He said, I come from the land of darkness. Eternal joy and never-ending splendor. The trick was to surrender to the flow. We walked along beneath the moon. He led us through the bush till soon. We saw before our eyes a raging river. He said we can swim it if we try. All the thoughts that he had thought. He said, I come from the land of darkness. I said, I come from the land of doom. Oh,
Indian raga?
Blue Bassa?
Blue Bassa?
If you want us to do an Indian raga.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. You're doing all right. Anger. He smiles, towering, shiny metallic purple armor. Queen jealousy, envy waits behind him. Her fiery green gown sneers at the grassy ground. Blue are the life-giving waters taken for granted. They quietly understand. Once happy turquoise armies lay opposite and ready. I wonder why the fight is on. But they're all. What was that? Glad you requested that song. Being that that's one of my favorites. Dedicated to none other than Marley, my dog. Marley, bark to everybody so they know who you are. All right. Stairs and be on your way, cause there's no dogs allowed in the subway today. If dogs were allowed, then just think of this place, a city of dogs living here in this space, whining and running from dawn until dawn. My head would be aching from hearing them bark, so there's no dogs allowed in the subway. So climb up the stairs and be on your way, cause there's no dogs allowed in the subway today. If dogs were allowed, then the people would shout and tell me to order those dirty dogs out. I'd have to decide who would get to sit down. Dogs or the people ride into town, so there's no dogs allowed, no dogs allowed, no dogs allowed in the subway. So climb up the stairs and be on your way, cause there's no dogs allowed in the... Thank you. other people ride into town. So there's
no dogs allowed, no dogs allowed, no dogs allowed in the subway.
So climb up the stairs and be on your way, cause there's no dogs allowed,
no dogs allowed.
Hey, Peter Danforth. We're hoping to have him come up here and blow his horn, blow his proverbial horn on this next tune.
Yeah. Nice! This thing's really nice!
Cameron's gonna play with us too.
Cameron McKenney and Peter Danforth, special guests on this next song.
Let me stand it. we've got a couple of guests now. The horn section. Thank you.
This is a special. We've got Vincent and Peter playing horns with us on this one.
Vincent Jake from Switzerland.
And Peter Danforth from Underhill.
Vincent and Peter. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Things on your car that make contact with the road. The tires are the things on your car that make contact with the road. The tires are the things on your car that make contact with the road. The car is the thing on the road that takes you back to your abode. We'll be right back.
not your headlights in front, your tailpipe, the skylight above you. It's the way you cling to the road when the wind tries to show you. I'd never go driving away or come back home without you.
let's go out to dinner and see a movie. Let's go out to dinner and see a movie. Let's go out to dinner and see a movie. Let's go out to dinner and see a movie.
Let's go out to dinner and see a movie.